The Hyperscale Paradox. A Management Puzzle. In Navigating Logistics. Resilience at Amazon India. CMA Arugya Banerjee. Senior General Manager. Reliance Industries Limited, Petrochemical Division. Navi Mumbai. Anik Banerjee. Exports Supply Chain and Operations Manager. Reliance Industries LTD, Petrochemical Division. Navi Mumbai. As e-commerce becomes the backbone of Indian retail, the hyperscale paradox emerges. The more efficient and lean a supply chain becomes, the more vulnerable it is to systemic shocks. Using the operational scale of Amazon India as a case study, this article examines the management puzzle of balancing the cost to serve against resiliency to survive. It deconstructs a narrative of a peak sale delivery failure and proposes resolution models, including total landed cost of quality, TLCQ, and predictive buffer costing, to help management accountants quantify the value of supply chain robustness in a gig economy framework. The peak season paradox. The high stakes reality is every Indian consumer remembers the out of stock or delivery delayed tags during the specific festive season. During the 2021 Great Indian Festival, the Indian e-commerce landscape faced a Minsky moment in logistics. While consumer demand for high-value electronics surged by 40%, a systemic gridlock at India's major gateway ports JNPT and Mundra, coupled with a global container imbalance, effectively paralyzed the success path of lean supply chains. Amazon India, despite its algorithmic superiority, found its just-in-time model colliding with a zero-elasticity reality. To protect its prime delivery guarantee, the entity was forced to bypass cost efficiency and rail routes for expensive ad hoc air bridges to ferry inventory to regional fulfillment centers. This crisis exposed the efficiency trap, a system so optimized for unit cost minimization that it possessed no fiscal buffer to absorb systemic shocks. It serves as the ultimate prologue to our analysis of why resilience alpha is now the most critical metric on a management accountant's ledger. The efficiency trap. Amazon India has redefined the Indian consumer's expectation of speed through its Amazon Prime ecosystem and a network of over 60 fulfillment centers, FCS, the company has institutionalized a high-velocity, low-margin operating model. However, for a management accountant, this extreme optimization presents a hidden risk. Traditional cost models prioritize delivery speed and asset turnover, but often fail to account for the fragility cost of an ultra-lean, third-party dependent logistics network. The puzzle lies in the transition from just-in-time JIT to just-in-case JIC strategies. In a market as volatile as India, marked by sudden fuel price hikes, labor strikes, and seasonal infrastructure bottlenecks, How does a hyperscale entity maintain its cost leadership without sacrificing service reliability? The Great Indian Festival Fracture. On the third day of the Great Indian Festival sale, Amazon India reached a critical operational velocity, managing an unprecedented throughput of 1.5 million packages daily. While the logistics algorithm signaled a 99.8% theoretical efficiency, this lean optimization masked a latent systemic fragility. A localized disruption, triggered by unseasonal monsoons and labor volatility, soon metastasized into a nationwide contagion. This fracture exposed the diminishing marginal returns of algorithmic efficiency when decoupled from physical redundancy. For the management accountant, this was not merely a delivery delay, but a catastrophic failure of risk-adjusted cost modeling, as localized bottlenecks cascaded into a national strategic crisis. The first fracture, the gig economy bottleneck, a localized labor impasse within a tier 1 last mile partner, occurring simultaneously with extreme unseasonal precipitation in the northern logistics corridor, acted as a catalyst for a systemic black swan event. The underlying routing algorithm, engineered to optimize for the lowest landed cost, had inadvertently created an extreme concentration risk by funneling 40% of regional high-value electronics through a singular, hyper-efficient node. This pursuit of lean excellence eliminated the operational slack necessary for institutional resilience, transforming a robust supply chain into a brittle infrastructure. As the delivery mismetrics surged, General Manager Operations Vivek Mehta witnessed the collapse of the efficiency-focused financial model. The fiscal impact extended far beyond the immediate forfeiture of shipping revenue. It triggered a cascade of non-conformance costs, CONC. These included the exponential expenses of service recovery spanning expedited refunds and complex reverse logistics, coupled with the intangible, yet devastating, erosion of customer lifetime value, LTV, and institutional brand equity. This crisis underscores the management accountant's imperative to move beyond unit cost optimization toward a resilient suggested costing framework, where the cost of a miss is weighted as heavily as the margin of a hit. The second fracture, the cost of quality mismatch. The finance department's post-mortem revealed a profound structural flaw. Their standard cost framework was biased toward the success path, tracking only the realized margins of completed transactions while remaining blind to the latent liabilities of systemic failure. While the variable cost associated with utilizing low-cost third-party gig delivery partners appeared fiscally attractive on the ledger, it represented a false economy. This traditional marginal analysis failed to internalize the cost of non-conformance, CONC, which surged exponentially during the crisis. The true cost of these hyper-optimized logistics, when adjusted for customer attrition, service recovery overheads, and the erosion of customer lifetime value, LTV, was quantified at nearly 12 times the initial operational savings. This valuation gap highlights a critical management puzzle, the disconnect between short-term OPEX minimization and long-term enterprise value preservation. For the management accountant, this case mandates a transition toward risk-adjusted life cycle costing. By failing to price the fragility premium of the gig economy model, the organization had effectively traded a small, certain saving for a massive, unhedged operational risk, proving that in hyperscale logistics, the cheapest route is often the most expensive liability. Analysis, deconstructing the logistics puzzle. The puzzle reveals that in hyperscale e-commerce, cost efficiency is a nonlinear risk. The analytical deconstruction reveals three critical dimensions. 1. The variance of visibility. While traditional accounting frameworks treat inventory as a static asset recorded at the warehouse gate, Amazon's hyperscale ecosystem demands a transition to dynamic flow costing. The inherent information asymmetry between the central platform and its vast network of third-party vendors creates a visibility gap that obscures latent liabilities. Management accountants must close this gap by institutionalizing real-time costing protocols. This involves quantifying in-transit risk as a real-time adjustment to net realizable value by assigning a fiscal weight to latency variance. The finance function can predict and mitigate the cost of anticipated delays before they manifest as P&L write-downs. This proactive approach transforms the accountant from a historical scorekeeper into a strategic navigator, ensuring that information asymmetry does not mutate into systemic financial erosion. 2. The gig labor elasticity gap. Amazon India's strategic reliance on a flexible workforce effectively converts traditional fixed labor costs into variable outlays, superficially enhancing short-term asset lightness. However, this structural arbitrage introduces significant operational contagion risk. During peak demand cycles, the shadow price of decentralized labor surges as competition for last-mile capacity intensifies. If the management accountant fails to incorporate a labor risk premium into the pre-festive margin analysis, the resulting profitability projections become dangerously illusory. Professional rigor requires treating gig capacity as a synthetic option. The cost of calling that capacity during a crisis is nonlinear. By institutionalizing a risk-weighted labor model, CMAs ensure that the perceived savings of an unbound workforce are not eclipsed by the catastrophic expense of sudden capacity desertion. 3. Total landed cost of quality, TLCQ. Conventional logistics valuation, typically restricted to the summation of unit price, freight, and statutory duties, is fundamentally inadequate. For hyperscale digital commerce, to achieve financial precision, management accountants must institutionalize the total landed cost of quality, TLCQ. This model integrates a quality buffer by incorporating the mathematical product of risk, probability and the cost of systemic failure, by omitting the fragility tax inherent in low-cost routing. Operational teams frequently optimize for a false economy. Without this risk-adjusted lens, high-variance delivery channels appear fiscally superior on paper while harboring catastrophic latent liabilities. Implementing the $TLCQ formula ensures that capital allocation decisions reflect the true economic burden of a route, forcing a strategic shift from the cheapest path to the most resilient path. Formula, $TLCQ equals landed / cost plus risk / probability / times cost / of / failure, by ignoring the cost of failure, the operations team was unknowingly selecting high-risk delivery routes that looked cheap but were actually expensive when risk-adjusted. To quantify this paradox, consider the following comparison between a standard lean route, third-party dependent, and a resilient captive route for a high-value smartphone, retail price 50,000 Indian rupees. One standard lean route, traditional costing, landed cost, freight plus handling 150 Indian rupees. Risk probability of failure, peak surge 8%. Cost of failure, air bridge recovery plus service credits 4,500 Indian rupees. TLCQ equals 150 Indian rupees plus 0.08 times 4,500 Indian rupees equals 510 Indian rupees. Two resilient captive route, strategic costing, landed cost, higher fixed infrastructure 280 Indian rupees. Risk probability of failure, peak surge 0.5%. Cost of failure, recovery 4,500 Indian rupees. TLCQ equals 280 Indian rupees plus 0.005 times 4,500 Indian rupees equals 302.50 Indian rupees. While the standard route appears 46% cheaper on a traditional ledger, 150 Indian rupees vs 280 Indian rupees, the TLCQ model reveals it is actually 68% more expensive when risk adjusted. The 130 Indian rupees resilience premium paid for the captive route acts as an insurance policy that preserves 207.50 Indian rupees in bottom line value per unit during systemic fractures. Resolution models for the management accountant. To resolve the hyperscale paradox, we propose the following four frameworks. Model 1, the resilient suggested ROI. RROI. Management accountants should shift from simple ROI to RROI for logistics investments, like building captive sortation centers. Concept, while direct ROI metrics often favor asset-light outsourcing due to lower upfront capital intensity, such analysis neglects the resilience alpha inherent in owned infrastructure. This alpha represents the excess value generated through operational continuity during systemic shocks that paralyze third-party networks. Management accountants must view captive warehouses not as mere cost centers, but as strategic insurance assets. In high volatility environments, the certainty of fulfillment carries a premium that offsets lower theoretical returns. By internalizing critical nodes, the organization secures a fixed price hedge against the soaring spot rates and service level collapses of the external market, ensuring that long-term enterprise solvency is prioritized over short-term margin optimization. Model 2. Predictive buffer costing, PBC. Traditional safety stock models rely on historical averages, often resulting in stagnant capital or insufficient protection management. Accountants must transcend these static benchmarks by implementing predictive buffer costing, PBC. This advanced framework utilizes AI-driven sentiment analysis and environmental telemetry, such as regional strike indices and meteorological forecasts, to recalibrate cost reserves in real time. By dynamically adjusting inventory depth based on external volatility, PBC transforms the traditional inventory carrying cost into a risk mitigation asset. This proactive capital deployment hedges against anticipated supply chain fractures, ensuring that liquidity is preserved during stability and strategically deployed as a stability premium during systemic disruptions, thereby optimizing the balance sheet for resilience. Model 3, the three-tier supply chain audit. Following the three lines of defense logic. Tier 1, automated node monitoring, operational control. Tier 2, financial stress testing of delivery partners, risk oversight. Tier 3, cross-functional war room audits during peak sales, governance. Model 4, dynamic service level agreement, slot pricing to optimize logistics during surges, management. Accountants should institutionalize risk-based internal pricing, moving beyond flat fee structures. This model dynamically adjusts the shadow cost of specific delivery corridors based on real-time stress indicators, such as route congestion or partner instability. By artificially inflating the internal cost of high variance paths, the system creates a fiscal nudge that compels routing algorithms to prioritize robustness over nominal savings. This mechanism effectively prices the probability of failure into the transaction, ensuring the selection of resilient, though superficially more expensive, alternatives. Consequently, the organization avoids the low-cost trap, transforming logistics from a blind operational function into a risk-aware financial strategy. Conclusion, From cost-cutting to value-protecting. The operational narrative of Amazon India serves as a seminal warning for the 21st century. Industrialist, in a hyper-connected global economy, the cheapest route is frequently the most perilous. The fundamental management puzzle of the modern era reveals that efficiency, when divorced from resilience, is merely a delayed systemic liability for the management accountant. This realization necessitates a radical professional evolution. We must transcend the traditional role of scorekeepers of the past, documenting historical variances, and ascend as navigators of the future, engineering the financial frameworks that safeguard institutional longevity. By institutionalizing risk-adjusted costing at the core of logistics, we ensure that milestones like the Great Indian Festival remain synonymous with sustainable growth rather than serving as postmortems for systemic fragility. We must acknowledge that at the scale of a global titan, the balance sheet is no longer a static reflection of the bottom line, it is a dynamic extension of the delivery line. Our mandate is to price the fragility premium of the gig economy and transform buffer costs into strategic insurance assets. In doing so, we protect the most critical asset on the ledger, the psychological contract of trust with the consumer. Reliance and Amazon alike prove that in a regulated, volatile world, financial discipline is not about minimizing outlays, it is about the strategic deployment of capital to build an operating system that is both invincible and indispensable. The future belongs to those who view every rupee spent on resilience not as an expense, but as a bridge to a solvent tomorrow.